at 11:18 on Grant and Danny. Redskins win if. Focus on the offense. 11:32, Redskins win if. Focus on the defense. 11:45, we're drafting some of our listeners to our mushball teams who want to play some softball with D.C. celebrities and athletes tomorrow at the Nats Youth Academy. Call in at 11:45 if you're going to come down to Southeast D.C. and play with us, and we will try to get you on a roster. Right now, we go to the hotline. Welcome onto the show, one of our favorite columnists in town, Jerry Brewer of the Washington Post. Just touched down in KC this morning. Jerry, T-minus how long until you destroy a plate of barbecue, buddy?
Oh, actually, I got here last night, so I just awoke from a barbecue food coma, and I'm about to go back into another one.
That is excellent work by you. Jerry, is there a snowball's chance? Are we talking ourselves into this because of what they did against Oakland last week? Is there a chance they win this game tonight?
Yeah, there's a chance. I mean, I think especially early in the season in the NFL, everyone here in Kansas City is worried about their pass protection issues, and they think that the Redskins are going to be an even greater challenge than what they face. So, I mean, if you can really get to Alex Smith and rattle him, yeah, I do think you have a chance. And I think on the other end, you're going to have an opportunity. They have some big playmakers on defense, but I think they're also susceptible to the big play. So I think this game is going to be that classic game of who's going to get more 25-yard gains in this game? And who can create, can design some plays and really fool the other side, which side is going to tackle better. I just think it's going to be one of those games when you look up and the winner has just gone off and had some tremendous success gashing the other team.
At Jerry Brewer on Twitter, very thought-provoking and insightful columnist at the Post, covers the Redskins and the rest of the teams in town. JB, you mentioned the pass pro issues of Kansas City. Where else are they susceptible? We've spent a lot of time crowning them as the best team in football. Give me some warts for this club. What can be exposed?
Well, I don't think they're very good at defense, period. And I think that not having Eric Berry makes them even worse. So this isn't going to be one of those teams that you look up and you only have 90 yards at halftime again. So you should be able to move the ball. You really got to watch out for Justin Houston, and you got to watch out for their pass rush like any other pass rush. But I think that this has an opportunity, assuming that the Redskins build upon what they've done the last week or even the last 2 weeks. I think it's got an opportunity to be a game that's in the mid to high 20s. And maybe you can control time of possession like you have the last 2 weeks as well. That would go a long way towards winning the game.
Jerry, I want to double-click on that because they gave up a lot of points and yards to the Patriots, but I think everyone's going to do that. I thought they were impressive last week against the Chargers in that building in front of like 55 people, but I thought they were pretty good against Philadelphia as well. You don't buy this Kansas City defense?
I don't think they're a great defense, no. I mean, and it's not just – guys, it's not just like the yards that you're giving up. It's when you look at them and you say, you know, a good accurate pass there burns them. Or you look at them and say, you know, they really screwed that up, but they were just able to cover it up with extraordinary effort. Now I look at them and I've seen up close, watch very carefully two of the three games, the first two games. And I just look at them and I say, you know, is their defense good? Can they hold you down? Yes. Are they dominant? No. Do you really think that a team that seems to be emerging and understanding of who it is can't get yards against them? No, I think there is a minimum of 350 yards out there for them to get. And if they're really good today, maybe they can get 400. I mean, the biggest issue is, and they're going to face this a lot this year because they play in the three loudest stadiums in the NFL, is you're going to have to deal with that on Monday night. And you can't let them run away from you early. They get up 10-0, they get up 14-0, 14-3. Then they dial up the pass rush, and then Justin Houston just becomes a monster, and they're able to create opportunities there, and it's a long night for you. If you can do Similar to what you've done the past couple weeks, I think you're going to be in a good place to have an opportunity to win this game. And what I expect, I don't expect the Redskins to win. I think they can win, but I think at bare minimum, they need to be in a four-quarter game. If they're in the fourth quarter and it's a one-possession game, they have an opportunity to win, then I'll win or lose, I'll look at this as an incredible first month that puts them right there in the conversation to win the division.
Jerry, do you expect Kirk Cousins missing practice time and FaceTiming into meetings to affect him in any way? Birth of his child, Cooper, so congratulations to him and Julie. But this was an abnormal week going into a primetime game for him.
You know, how many L's are in hell no? I don't think it's going to affect him at all. I think he's the kind of guy who is just diligent. He's the kind of guy who's planned ahead for what a week like this would be and thought about what he would need to do in between. So I think he'll be fine. I mean, if he plays well, I guess that just kind of adds to the story how he's able to focus in what has been an amazing personal week for him, but also a distracting one. If he doesn't play well, I'm going to look more at what he didn't do well on the field, what his teammates didn't do well, what the Chiefs did well on defense. But if anyone is programmed to be able to handle a situation like this, it's him. And I hope that people just don't go nuts. I mean, if he throws a first quarter pick, I hope people just don't, oh, well, if he would have had that extra day of practice, you know, I mean, life happens and a beautiful thing happened for Kirk Cousins and his family this week. And I think he'll handle it as well as any quarterback would in the NFL.
Hey, Jerry, let's flip sides of the football here. This Kansas City Chiefs offense is special. At least they have been through 3 weeks. Lead the league or in terms of average of yards after the catch. It's basically designed to get guys on the run with a lot of team speed. Yards after contact, you've seen Hunt just go crazy, especially in the second half of games. This is a challenge to your speed on defense, your discipline on defense with all the different play fakes and everything. This is a really, really tough matchup for this Redskins D.
Yeah, and it's almost the exact opposite of what they face in Oakland. You know, Oakland, a little more power. Wide receivers are bigger. And they did a great job of just their team speed on defense, I really think, overwhelmed the Raiders last week. I don't think that the Raiders understood how fast the Redskins are on defense and then the belief that they played with. I felt like they played right into the hands of what Greg Minuski wants to do. Now, this is a different challenge, and the greatest challenge more is just that they're so unconventional. When you look when you look at their personnel and how they get the ball and how they design plays, they're unconventional, and they're a lot more similar to a spread college team, but there's still a lot of classic West Coast offense. Old school Andy Reid type things, and they're going to put you in a lot of situations in which you're going to have to make tackles in open space. This team did a great job tackling last week. What's it going to be like when you've got that pressure on you and the guy who could break the tackle runs a 4-1, 4-2, or the running back, if you miss an assignment, he can go 65 yards. I mean, that's going to be the real challenge. And if they can get past this and limit the big plays on Kansas City and have a real respectable game, that's when I start saying, you know, this defense isn't just going to graduate from terrible to mediocre. Maybe they're one of the better defenses in the NFL. Maybe they're a top 12 type defense that's here to stay.
You know who keeps me up at night? And I understand Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill can strike up the band. Travis Kelce. Kelce is Gronk, basically, and he runs a little bit better. He is so good. How do they slow him down?
A lot of prayer. I think it's going to be the toughest matchup that they have. I mean, I could see him, you know, having a 7-8 catch game, you know, getting 80 to 100 yards. Because it's just, there's so much that you have to focus on with Hill and Hunt. And then you've got him. And so they're able to just, the things they're able to mix up and mix and match on offense is really interesting. And Alex Smith, we all know Alex Smith is not a great quarterback. He is an incredibly mobile quarterback. And if he's able to make plays outside of the pocket, that's another way that they're going to be incredibly dangerous. So the results are inconclusive on exactly what type of team the Redskins are going to be in terms of guarding really good tight ends. I've seen some signs that lead me to believe they're going to be pretty good at it, but this guy is as big of a test as they'll face all season.
Jerry, you're the best, buddy. Enjoy Kansas City. Add that second plate of barbecue to your repertoire here this afternoon, bud. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Third. Thank
Third.
You.
Jerry Brewer, The Washington Post on Grant and Danny. Redskins win if. Answer that question for us. Fill in that blank. If what happens, do they win tonight and stun the NFL? Where are you guys at? Let's get excited. Monday Night Football looms. 800-636-1067. We will take a look at that question from an offensive perspective next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.